Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice, and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Sprouts you'll like. Purple sprouting broccoli is so delicious and adds a welcome splash of colour to the veg garden. Kitchen Gardener editor Steve Ott explains how to get the best from your next sowing. Broccoli is one of those must-grow crops, valuable for its many health benefits as well as its flavour, and the fact that it can be harvested early in the season when most other veggies have yet to get going. There are several types you can grow: green sprouting, white sprouting, and the most colourful of all, purple. And by choosing different varieties and sowing times, you can stretch the harvest through much of the year. Sprouting broccoli produces tender shoots and is usually sown from March to June in the year before harvest. This makes it a long-term crop and something of an investment in space, so at first glance it may be less suitable for very small plots, although there is no reason why you couldn't grow a taster in a large pot or small raised bed. Sowing. As mentioned, extending the harvesting season is possible by choosing your varieties carefully and sowing small batches in succession every 3 weeks or so from March to June. However, this assumes you have plenty of room to give over to the crop, and if space is limited, as it is for most, you could consider sowing a single, larger batch of one variety and freezing the surplus, thus freeing up space for other essential crops. Broccoli can be sown direct into the soil from March onwards, and traditionally this would be in short nursery rows where the plants are grown on until they reach a suitable size for transplanting into their final positions. Alternatively, they can be sown in cell trays or small pots. If you opt for the former, sow thinly into drills made in well-prepared, weed-free soil in a sunny spot. Make the drill with a stick or the corner of a rake or hoe about 13 millimetres or half an inch deep. Water the base and sow. It is a good idea to protect the emerging seedlings from pests such as flea beetles and slugs immediately, and this can be done by applying your favoured form of slug control after sowing and repeating as necessary, and also covering the row with crop protection fleece or netting to deter flea beetles and other pests. Pull out any weeds, and once the plants are large enough to handle easily, they can be thinned, allowing 7 to 10 centimetres or 3 to 4 inches between plants. Continue to water during dry spells, and when the young plants have about 3 or 4 true leaves and are around 10 to 15 centimetres or 4 to 6 inches tall, they can be planted into their final positions. If sowing in pots or cell trays, pests tend to be less of a problem. The containers can be placed in a heated propagator set to 13 degrees Celsius or 55 degrees Fahrenheit to get the seeds off to the best possible start. However, later sowings do not require any heat and can be placed on a warm windowsill until they emerge, usually within 7 to 10 days. So one or two seeds per cell or small pot, once through the propagator lid, can be removed and the seedlings given as much light as possible to prevent stretching. Thin to the strongest once the seedlings are large enough to handle, and grow on until they develop 3 or 4 true leaves. Planting. Once the young plants are well established, they can be planted in their final positions on the plot, where they are to crop. Plants grown outside in the soil should be watered well the night before moving. Plants grown in the greenhouse, polytunnel or cold frame need to be acclimatised to life outdoors for a week prior to planting outside permanently. Do this by moving the pots or trays outside during the day and taking back under cover at night. After a week, and providing the weather is mild, allow the plants to be outside all night and have some fleece ready to cover them with should it be required. They are now ready to be planted. Broccoli is a hungry crop, and it is best to choose a site where the soil has had some well-rotted garden compost or manure added in the winter before planting. This may have been dug in or simply allowed to sit on the surface for the worms to incorporate. Prior to growing, top this up with some general fertiliser such as Grow More or pelleted chicken manure, scattered lightly over the surface and raked in, preferably a week before planting. Cabbage family members, such as broccoli, like to be planted into firm soil, and these top-heavy plants will need plenty of support as they grow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before planting, tread over the ground or place a board on top and walk over that to firm it gently. Plant 60 centimetres or 2 foot apart with 90 centimetres or 36 inches between rows. Space is necessary to encourage the plants to produce plenty of shoots. Water in well and cover with crop protection netting to reduce the numbers of flea beetles, cabbage root fly, white fly and later cabbage white caterpillars reaching the top. Aftercare. Crop covers will need to be lifted at intervals as the plants grow, but is best left in place through the summer and autumn. It can be removed at the end of October. You may need to swap the cover for some canes as the plants near maturity and the winter winds pick up, as they do tend to become top heavy. To maintain growth, especially on less fertile soil, feed with a high nitrogen fertiliser once plants are 20 to 25 centimetres or 8 to 10 inches tall. Traditionally, you might use sulphate of ammonia, but you could instead opt for a homemade nettle feed. An occasional feed with a high potash fertiliser, such as liquid tomato feed or comfrey liquid, every 14 days through the life of the crop will benefit the plants, maintaining growth and encouraging flowering. Harvesting. Simply cut the main central shoot or spear first. This will encourage many more smaller but tasty spears to appear, so that plants should crop for a good 4 weeks or more. The spear should be cut before the individual little flowers open, and if you find yourself with a glut, simply cut and wash before blanching for 1 to 2 minutes, depending on the size of the florets, and then plunging in ice water until cold. Freeze in a single layer on a tray before decanting into freezer bags in convenient portions. Watch out for. Continue to keep watch for pests, although these should be less of a problem as the plants mature. Whitefly are possibly the hardest to control and will persist even in the winter. Thankfully, they do little harm and tend to infest leaves rather than the flowering shoots that we want to eat. Pick off any stray caterpillars and continue to weed to reduce competition for the crop, and also a source of some diseases among weeds related to the crop itself. Plants may bolt, flower prematurely, in very hot summers, and to avoid this, it is a good idea to provide some shade for the part of the day utilising other crops, such as climbing beans. Late summer treat. The large-headed calabrese, which is the one most often available from supermarkets and labelled as broccoli, is a close, less hardy relative popular with gardeners for late summer cropping. Combined with sowings of sprouting broccoli, so from March to June, you could be picking this health-promoting veg for much of the year. Variety choice. Purple sprouting. Sow during April and May for cropping from March to May. Very hardy, productive and reliable. Widely available. Burbank F1. A British bred white-flowered type cropping from February to May. Available from D.T. Brown, Thompson & Morgan. Santee F1. Prolific crops of purple heads. Sow from March to June in succession for cropping from June to November the following year. Available from Kings and Plants of Distinction. Rudolph. An extra early purple type cropping from January. Can be sown in succession from March to June. Available from Kings and Sutton's. Green sprouting. Heavy cropping producing good-sized green florets of good flavour. From Tomasetti. And nine-star perennial. 10 or more small white heads each spring for about 3 years or until it runs to seeds. From Victorian Nursery and www.organicplants.co.uk. KG Top Tip. Many seed companies sell mixed packets of broccoli seeds to give an extended cropping period, and in some cases, a mixture of purple, green and white heads. Alternatively, if you're unsure of the right varieties to buy for a succession of cropping, you might consider buying in plug plants from a seed company or young plant specialist. These will be scheduled to arrive for planting at just the right time. Did you know? There is a perennial type of sprouting broccoli, more correctly a cauliflower, called nine-star perennial that will produce white heads each spring for around 3 years before it needs to be replaced. Plants are available from young plant specialists. Did you know broccoli contains many trace elements and vitamins, including A, C, E and K, plus folic acid, and it has been suggested by many studies that it can reduce the risk of heart disease and some cancers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.